the benefits of being an unstoppable queen is this full understanding that you're being led by the soul who already knows it all. And so, no, you cannot fit into a box. And anytime we try to fit into a box, immediately the box is too small.
Welcome to Messaging for Impact, a podcast hosted by Queenette Wobodo, founder of Profitable Coach Institute. Queenette guides you on growing your business and sales confidence. Join Queenette as she dives deep into the world of messaging mastery, helping you attract the right audience, enroll paying clients, and create a lasting impact with your message. Get ready to enroll the right fit clients effectively and efficiently, while still having plenty of space in your calendar for family and fun. It's time to transform your messaging and generate clients on demand. And remember, you are an unstoppable queen.
Hello, everyone. How are you, unstoppable queen? How are you? So I sat here for a few minutes before I turned on the mic and I'm like, what is the title of this podcast? What is the title of this podcast? I know I have so many messages that are like tickling me, tangling everywhere. And it's just like so much to say. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, what's the message for this podcast? What is really coming through? And I open up my journal because literally everything is my journal. And I'm just like, I want to have a conversation about like what it really means to be unstoppable, being an unstoppable queen. And the more I think about it, right, the more being unstoppable begins to mean that you're tapped into something that is infinite, right? Because if you're not tapped into something that is infinite, then are you really unstoppable? Because if you're, let's say, for example, look, I'm just driving right into it. No intro, no nothing, but here we are, right? Welcome to the pod. So the more I think about unstoppable, the more I think about, well, if you're really unstoppable, you're really not nothing. You're not in a box. You can't be put in a box if you're unstoppable, right? You can't be limited if you're unstoppable. So the only thing an unstoppable queen can do is to tap into that, the soul, the Holy Spirit, because that Holy Spirit knows it all. It knows infinite possibilities. It knows your potential, right? And your potential is an unlimited potential, right? So in order to truly be an unstoppable queen, you have to be tapped into the source, right? That knows it all, and you have to rely completely on the source. And so the title will come to me eventually, but I want us to look into some of the things that you, that I, especially in this season, right? So here's the intro, right? So in the last few days, right, I have been writing my book, right? I'm writing a book. And I have a working title that I'm working on. I won't say what the title is just yet, right? I have a working title because it can change. So I'm not going to put the title out there yet. And really, the book is about overcoming self-doubt. Like, I can tell you what it's about. It's about overcoming self-doubt and becoming unstoppable. That's for sure, right? As I know it today, right? So depending on when you're hearing it, as I know it today, right? And as I'm writing that book, right, it's like I'm giving birth, right? I've given birth to 3 children, right? I have a son who's Obina. He's 17 years old. I have a daughter, Chidima. She's 16. And I have a younger daughter who's 11. And her name is Chiamaka. And giving birth to my children has been one of the biggest blessings I've ever experienced in my life. The fact that God chose me to, as a channel, to bring these 3 human beings onto the planet, it still blows my mind today. Because when I look at my children, right, I look at them and I'm like, I know that God helped, that God raised them. Like, I know that I know I'm smart. I know I'm this, I know I'm that, whatever. But I also know my limitations. And when I look at them and just how they've crystallized into great human beings, and how they've developed to be so intuitive, to be so discerning, to be so kind, so loving, so kissed. Like, I came downstairs today I just had a call, came downstairs to get something to drink, and my daughter runs to me, the younger one, and gives me a hug. Mommy. And she's 11. And I just love that. Like, they've heard me apologize and get it wrong. They've seen my husband disagree and make it right. Like, we teach so much by who we're being in real life than anything I can say to them, right? So I just feel like so blessed that I'm a channel and they came through me, and I get to see them and witness them grow up and have their thoughts, their views, and homeschool them and see them just do their thing and grow. And every time I look at them, I see a miracle realized. Every time I look at them, like literally when I look at them, I'm like, oh my God, this is a miracle outside of me. This is a miracle that I get to look at, I get to see in real life. Like, so if I ever have a question about what God has done in my life, all I have to do is look at my kids, right? And really just look at them and properly look at them. I was talking to, I know I'm all over the place, but you know, there's always gonna be, I'm gonna land somewhere, right? So I was talking to one of my friends, and that's one of my friends where when we get on the phone, we're on the phone for hours. It's the half a day type of thing. And I forgot what she asked me, because she was just talking about people putting some of us on a pedestal and then wanting to knock the pedestal down and all these other things. And then she said that some people might put you on a pedestal because of your children. And I got really upset about that. And I was like, I don't know what that means. Does that mean that they think that I don't have, like, that means that they don't have challenges, like, or something like that? And I was like, and I started to cry. And I was like, well, I will never ever speak, I will never ever speak like ungratefulness, where when it, like, in my mind, I would never speak. I don't know how what I was trying to say, but essentially what I was saying to her was like, I will never speak anything ill or ungrateful when it comes to my children, because I am so blessed. Because I'm so blessed. And I don't want to say lucky, I'm so blessed. Like, it's almost like all I can see is the blessing. That doesn't mean that, oh, as they're growing up, breastfeeding wasn't challenging, sleepless nights wasn't a challenge, telling them 100 times to clean the bathroom and making sure you shower and put on deodorant, that doesn't mean I don't have challenges. It just means that I will be disrespecting God on such a level that is beyond this planet for me to look at those kids. And I don't want to tear up again, for me to look at those kids and all I can think about is issues and problems. I was like, I literally started crying because I was overwhelmed with how blessed I am and with how I see them as these miracle children, children that I've always wanted since I was small, to have my miracle in my hands and all I can see is something bad. That I just blew my mind and made me so emotional. And her and I had such a good moment, and you know, our conversations are always epic. One question for you in the middle of this is just like, what miracle has God already blessed you with, and now you're looking at it like from a negative perspective? I'm not saying to not have your moments and stuff like that, but like, what miracles have you been blessed with, and now you're looking at it like from only the 10% or the 15% of the miracle that you feel like is a challenge? Right? Where you've been, where you are, you blessed in a healthy, loving marriage, but all you're looking at is 10% of the issues that you feel like he doesn't bring to the table. Have you been blessed with a beautiful business, but you're looking at the clients that haven't come yet, but you have amazing group of clients that are like lifers with you, that do life together with you? Are you looking at your body? You're like a woman of a certain age and you look amazing, but you're only looking at the 10% of the fat that you want to burn off, and you're judging that, but you're forgetting that you have a healthy body. You're able to walk, you're able to see, you're able to hear, you're able to bend down, you're able to sit up, stand up, you're breathing on your own, and you're not on a breathing machine, right? I guess what I'm wanting us to look at is like the miracle that is us, and how sometimes the mind, the ego, will make us only focus on the things that we do not have, will make us compare things that we do not have or we do not possess, right? And it's almost like, let's get back into really, really taking a really, really good look at what we already have. Because if you really look, and this is a good exercise that I've given a client before, I think it would be a good exercise for you, is to write down everything you've accomplished in the last 20 years. Write down everything you've manifested in the last 20 years. Look at your life now and look at your life 20 years ago. and just write it down how you have changed, evolved, what you understand. Please write down those wisdom, the things you've understood, the healing that you've done, how you've been fortified, and how you are strengthened, how you are discerning now, how you carry yourself now. Now, your mind might say, well, let me look at the challenges and the things that I haven't done yet, and I should have. Don't should yourself in this exercise. The question here is, how have you evolved? What have you achieved? What have you accomplished in the last 20 years? And I'm telling you, when you start making a real, I'm talking about when you sit down and make a real list, not try to process this in your mind. If you sit down and literally look at the date and find 20 years from now, 2014, go to 2014. If you don't know how to get there, go to your Facebook, go to your phone, find your images on Google, your iCloud. Go to your Facebook on 2000, go to 2014. And that's how grateful, that's the amount of gratitude we have to have in our heart. That's the amount of thank yous we still owe God, right? Not that we owe, you know what I mean? That's how grateful I want you to be. That's how I want you to see, like, your understanding in 2014 versus your understanding now is like night and day. I don't know you, but I know you. Right? The things you know about how to rear kids night and day. You probably didn't have kids then, right? Or you may have, right? Whatever. Like, you understand things now more. How you understand yourself, how you carry yourself, right? The things you've overcome that you thought you couldn't overcome, right? Where you thought you would be versus where you are now. What I'm saying is really, really take a look at the amazing thing that God has already done in your life. And then understand that 10 years from now, you can't even conceptualize what's going to be done in your life next. It will blow your mind. Like, what's going to be done in your life will blow your mind if you allow yourself to get out of your own way, which is the message for today, which is like being unstoppable. And really being unstoppable, meaning to hook up to the Holy Spirit, hook up to the soul, and do and literally trust the fact that you're a channel, that you are here to do amazing work, and it's not going to be by your might. You're literally, it's almost like you've been hired by God to accomplish a goal. You didn't hire yourself. You've been hired, right? And so now it's like you have to completely trust, right? And this is my biggest work right now, right? As I'm stepping into this, into making this transition, right? Is fully trusting, right? And so when you trust, here's a couple of things I wrote down in my journal that you're going to be able to ask the Holy Spirit for, that you're going to be able to trust your soul for, and be, I call it soul leadership, that if you allow yourself to be soul led, there's a lot of things there's a lot of answers you'll automatically have. And so some of the answers and some of the things you can experience is security. It's you will be affirmed. Like, every affirmation you seek without outside of yourself, you already have your affirmations. You will have comfort, right? You will be comforted knowing that you are walking with soul leadership. You're walking with you're doing the work that your soul came to do. You will have a lot of understanding, a lot of wisdom. You will have clarity because you're not the one calling yourself. I say this all the time. Like, you're not the one calling yourself. And if you can get really clear that you're not the one calling yourself, well, then you already know where you're being called to. It's when we're trying to figure out our calling and trying to control it, then we are always confused, right? And next to calling is you will automatically know your assignment. Where are you being assigned to right now? Like, right now in real time, I know my assignment. And full transparency, Lord have mercy. I am transitioning, and that's why there's an ing. And that transition is not easy. It is not easy. The mind chatter for this transition has not been easy. And the magnitude of the mind chatter also lets me know the magnitude of the impact that I'm here to have. Because resistance, the devil, fear, whatever you call the thing that stops you from being unstoppable, right? The bigger the impact, the more people you'll free, the more impact you'll have in the most positive way, the bigger the resistance. The bigger the resistance. So I am, as I'm sitting here right now, speaking with you and through this pod, I want you to know that where I'm stepping into has been the, this has been the biggest challenge, because so much nonsense is coming up. So much. Let me share with you. So you know I'm human, right? I don't want to feel like people think I'm making a mistake. Let me explain what I mean by that. I know I'm not making a mistake, but because a lot of people entered a realm where they didn't belong to, a lot of people having to make adjustments. I don't want to be grouped in part of that because I don't think I made a mistake. I'm evolving, and I'm not saying that to explain myself, but I just, so a part of me is hanging on because of hanging on to certain things because of how it looks. Now that, listen, it doesn't get more real than that, right? Hanging on certain things because of how it looks. I don't want to be part of the group that made a mistake, that shouldn't have been doing what they shouldn't have been doing, and now they have to make some adjustments. And there's nothing wrong with that. We are all transitioning and evolving, but I just don't want to be part of that group. It's almost like when I didn't graduate from high school. I mean, when I graduated from high school, but I couldn't go to college right away in the fall because my paperwork wasn't done, and I had to go to the spring semester, and I didn't go in with all the fall people. I was like, no. I didn't fail my classes, right? I didn't fail my classes. I did everything I had to do. So now I'm really mad at y'all, my family, because I can't go to school in the fall with everybody else that did it the right way. And now I got to go to the spring semester with people who messed up. So that's kind of how my ego is coming up right now. It's like, no. I don't want to change my business right now because a lot of people have to change it for different reasons. I'm changing it because y'all calling me to a different level, but now I'm doing it in the middle of living. And that's all ego, and that's all bullshit. That's all fear. That's just my ego playing with my mind, and it's playing and it's playing and it's playing. And I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to transition from it, but I just want to keep it all the way real and 100% just to know, let you know, like, this is the biggest challenge that I'm in right now is like, Queenette, does it really matter? Why do you still care? Why do you still care? So here we are, right? Here we are. So eventually, right? And it's going to happen, you know, it's going to happen as I'm transitioning, as I'm walking, while I'm holding on to some ego parts, I'm still walking towards the direction, right? So, but this is one of the resistance that comes up for me. It's like, no, I don't want, it's like that little girl, like, oh no, I don't want to look like blah, 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 blah. It's all ego. It's all image. It's all, what does this look like? Right. So that's one big piece of it. Right. The other big piece of it is like, I finally have been so consistent. Finally have been making the money I wanted to make. Finally, you know, like that final piece, I got it locked in. I got everything in the right place. Why do you want me to move right now? Like, that is blowing my mind. Like, you know what I mean? This is the conversation I'm having with God. Like, when I say I have it locked in, loaded, like, I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2017. And it's been a journey. Lord knows it's been a journey of ups and down, ups and down, ups and down. Last several years, I finally have things locked in a really tight way. The ship is running, the everything is running. And now it's like there's a new shift. And the shift that is asked, that I'm being pulled into is just like, it's like, and I'm gonna say it because I know it's gonna free somebody, but it feels like, wait, so you want me to put down everything we just built? Oh my God, why? Like, not everything, right? And then it's not even like the everything, but it's like some of the things that I'm using now, I don't have to use it. I won't need to touch it. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord help me. Like, so, Lord have mercy. And I know I'm going to be okay. And I'm so happy that I'm recording this because I know in hindsight, when I listen to this back, a few years from now, when I play this for my clients and I play this for whoever, those of you that listen to it, great, and things like that. Like, when I play this back, I need people to know that I didn't just, wherever I see myself, right? I didn't just get here, that these are all the challenges. These are all the self-talk that we are all going through. as we continue to walk on our journey, that you're not crazy, you're not alone. Yes, there's some of the things that come up in you, and it's very, it can be materialistic. It can be like, I just share with you my image. It can be like, but God, no, I already got this down packed. Like, what are you like? No. I don't want to do nothing different. I already work hard for this. Like, no, I don't got energy. Like, my part of me is like, I don't got energy for anything else. Even though deep inside, I'm like, but the deliciousness that I'm being invited to, like, it's so juicy. It's like my dream. I'm being invited to. And, but the dream has no, what's the thing when you don't have no floor? There's no box, there's no floor, there's nothing. I'm floating in the air. And that's what makes it scary, right? When you're unstoppable, you're operating as an unstoppable queen. There is no box, there is no floor, there is no ceiling, there's nothing. You're literally operating from a pure energetic state. And that's the best way I can describe it. And it's like you're floating and there is no box. There is no definition. The most I can come up with right now is like, oh, I'm an activator. I help. I'm on a mission to eradicate self-doubt in women who are here to make a bigger impact. That I'm clear about. But still, even that will feel small. You know what I mean? Even that will feel small. And that's the best way I can explain. But then the question is, why do you even need to explain, right? So people can put me in a box, then so you can say, oh, this is what she does. And then perhaps, oh, since this is what she does, let me join a program, buy a class, do this and do that. It's still, again, very much ego. And it's still very much depending on someone else, something outside of myself, right? Saying all this out loud, saying all this so you can know I'm on a journey right there with you. These are things that genuinely come up for me. And I'm just like, okay. All right. And I see the resistance, right? I'm very, very much aware of these resistance. I see them. I can identify them. And I'm saying I'm still walking and making little steps. And I know there's a time where I have to cut. I have to get my feet off of boat A and go all in on, there's no boat B, but it's almost like I have to get my feet out of where I've been and jump full force, fully into where I'm being called to. Knowing that there is no parachute, the Holy Spirit, God don't need no parachute, because you're not, you know what I mean? Like you don't need a parachute. It's this idea that I need a parachute, that I need to be able to land safely. So that means I'm not trusting. And if I'm not trusting, I don't have the faith that I need, right? But because I have the faith of mustard seed, I keep on moving in the direction of, right? So a lot of times we're waiting to have complete faith, and it's like, with the faith that you have, along with the resistance, with the faith that you have, along with some of the fear, with the faith that you do have, along with whatever your knees, you know, chattering, knees knocking, teeth chattering, keep on moving in the direction of, and you will be strengthened. This is what I believe. You will be strengthened. But to pretend like there's no fear and there's no ego still lingering around and doing some stuff, and like, you know what I mean? That's not true in the middle of a transition, right? For me, that's not true where I sit right now. So what else do you get when you're trusting the Holy Spirit and you're trusting your soul to be led? Is that you get direction. You know, you discern more. You know your identity. You know, you start accepting things as they are, as you see them, knowing that there's a lot that you don't see, and you accept that as it comes. It is for you as well. Like, you know what I mean? It's almost like this acceptance is almost like, instead of forcing things or trying to make things happen, it's like you have your hand open and you're like, all right, I accept things as they come. I accept clients as they, like the way that my clients are coming out is just so like, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. One of my newest clients actually came from, I think I said this before, I don't know if I said it here, came from my daughter's enrichment program. She goes to an enrichment program on Thursdays and Fridays. As you know, I'm homeschooling. And one of the ladies met her and was curious to know who her mom was. And so we met, and then long story short, she wanted me to do some work for her daughter and stuff like that with her older daughter, who's an adult. So again, God is like, I got this part. Do your job, my child. You know, do your job, my child. I got you. Like, I'm God. Like, I got it. Like, you have to trust me that I got it. Okay? Like, your number one task in life is to trust me that I got it. Okay? You have to trust me as your father that I got it. Okay? So what else do you get when you're trusting your Holy Spirit and you're listening to your soul and you're being led? Is that, again, provision. You will be provided for. You will be protected. Your skills will be made more and more clear to you. Your gift will be made absolutely clear to you. You'll see the tools you already possess in the journey along your way of making this bigger impact and this difference and being like truly the light that you came to be. And so I just feel like the benefits of being an unstoppable queen is this full understanding that you're being led by the soul who already knows it all. And so, no, you cannot fit into a box. And anytime we try to fit into a box, immediately the box is too small. The box will be too small because the work that you're called to do cannot fit into a box. And are you willing to be okay with that and know that you're still going to land exactly where you need to land? You're still going to make the impact that you need to make, and that people, especially the people that you're called to serve, they don't need a box. They don't necessarily need a title. They don't need those things for you to get the job done. Are you willing? I'm asking you. I'm asking myself. Okay. So what's the title? I think the title is How to Live Like an Unstoppable Queen. How to Live Like an Unstoppable Queen. Because this is not something we just do one time. This is a lifestyle, right? This is a lifestyle. Being unstoppable just means that you're being led by your soul. Your soul, you live your life based on where your soul is leading you to. And you're trusting, like a queen that sits on the throne, you're just trusting that you know what to do, where to go, wherever you're being called to, wherever your assignment is. You say, yes, God. Yes, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, it's not by my might. And you just literally surrender and allow yourself to be used in order to serve others in the best possible way. Okay? That is it for this pod. I am proud of myself. Let me say that on the pod. I'm proud of myself just for being transparent. I'm always honest, but being transparent is another layer, which is about opening up your heart and letting people know, where are you on this journey? Where are you on this journey? What does this journey look like for you right now? Right? And just letting people know where you are has not always been easy for me, because I want to protect. I want to protect more than anything. And what I realized is like, girl, you're fine. You're safe. There's nothing to protect. And there's nothing to hide. And in fact, the work that you're here to do requires that you share your journey. How can I help people overcome self-doubt when I don't talk about my self-doubt? That is clearly, you see where we're going, right? so there it is, right? There we go. So that is it. Have a fantastic day. Have a fabulous weekend. I know it comes out on a Thursday. And I'm going to try to find out how they can put comments on the podcast. I think there's a way to do a comment section and then have you guys have the ability to comment and that sort of thing. Or I think send a message or whatever. So we'll figure that out. Until then, talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Messaging for Impact with your host, Queenette Wobodo. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower women entrepreneurs like you. Remember, your message has the power to change lives, starting with your own. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the strategies and mindset shifts that will help you leave a lasting legacy through your business. Until then, keep believing in your limitless potential and keep sharing your message for impact.